He violated Liberty University's doctrinal statement. This is Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. Jonathan Zinsky was an IT specialist at Liberty University. After his 90-day probationary period expired, Zinsky announced he wanted to identify as female and change his name to Eleanor. Liberty University fired him for violating the university's doctrinal statement and policies. Then Zinsky filed a lawsuit because he argues the university's religious autonomy and constitutional protections under Title VII should be removed because of the question of his sex is involved. Oral arguments in this case will happen in March at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. In the meantime, two recent court decisions out of Washington and Minnesota upheld the right for religious institutions to employ people aligned with their beliefs. These decisions limit government interference and underscore that the church autonomy doctrine protects hiring decisions. Please pray and stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/LU.